Tony again, just setting up the next tape here, and date 8, April 1969, back to 3 minutes after 12 at night. We just got out of the bunker, we just got mortared again, that's all over. my roommate just came in, he's another ex-con of one of the other companies, just announced that he had a baby boy. Only one problem, he's not married, and he's in sort of tight shape there. Apparently the girl didn't tell him he was pregnant. Oh well. Things go on as usual. Glad they didn't tell him about it until he got out of the seal. That'd be a hell of a thing to have in the seal. Life goes on as usual. Things are really hectic back here. I just had about 6 medevacs come in. Guy's pretty all shot up. Tell you a little bit more about where I am. It's the Tanian base camp. Facility's real nice here. We got an EM club with a movie out there, a movie every night. We have an officers club with a bar and dining room orderly to bring you your chow and TV, everything like that. Guess I'm going to get a TV pretty soon here. Get a nice box. Throw one of my 3 fans. I could probably get $150 for all 3 of them right now. It's pretty hard to come by. Wish I could tell you a little bit more about this place, but I guess security denies me from letting it go. Hope you're all well. Would like to know how many pictures they got back there now. I know I sent a lot of rolls. Send me an idea. Tell me, and give me a little idea about how many rolls of film I've got, how many pictures. Whether you kept them separate or whatever the case may be. I'm going to keep taking pictures as much as I can. Record what's going on over here. Nothing too good going on over here. It's quite set up for this war. Not accomplishing much. This last offensive is just wreaking havoc. Our companies are getting contact every day. Getting a lot of guys hurt. Number of replacements we've got, to give you an idea, there's only 4 guys in my original platoon left. Now, several of those are at B-Rose, but most of them have been wounded, gotten out of the field. It's only a matter of time before I go back out of the field, I guess. The company commander's already been wounded twice, although he's been small wounds, and he's gone back to duty, but sort of looks as if he's going to get blown away eventually. Of course, I'll go out and take the company, give me a little bit of company commander command time, and that's good, but I don't particularly relish going back out there. Heat is abysmal. Temperatures anywhere from 100 to 110 during the day. You get enough water, but everybody's humping 5 and 6 canteens just to get along. Darren Woods are blowing pads out there again. That takes a lot of work. They're only getting log every 2 or 3 days because the goose. Hell, they just expect when they get a helicopter in there, the goose are going to kind of attack the perimeter at night, so they only get log every 2 or 3 days. And then they really build up when they get the log in. They get a lot of heavy stuff in so they can fight off a good size attack. I've seen a lot of my friends get hurt. City Mitchell. Make sure your letters and packages have been something fantastic to me. I can't appreciate it enough. Just your wholehearted support. That's the biggest thing. I played it a lot of times when I've been on the field and back here, it's just the same. So everybody else doesn't get much mail, but here comes the. You can hear him saying it. God damn that winner. Getting all those letters, you know, I get 5, 6 letters a day, and that was fun. That was great. Feeling picture, yeah. Morale up for a couple minutes there. Sorry, I haven't written more. I just logged down with the amount of paperwork I'm doing. I just haven't found the time to sit down. Every time I sit down, I want to lay down. It's not like out in the field, of course. And took the nights off in the field and since. Back here, you can't do it so good. Of course, you got lights on. Maybe that lights out in the field, so you can work at night here, and that's what we do. had another problem just arrived. Had a kid come in from Cameron Bay. Been able for the last 6 months. Class is deserted now. We have to take charge of him. Got him under armed guard down there. I don't know what they can do to this kid. Really bad news. Thing about Ike dying, it's a real shame. I'm just waiting for Nixon to do something. Gotta do something about this darn war. Stop it or increase it or something. They're getting the hell kicked out of us right now. As far as my needs, I don't really need anything too much. I'm in good shape. Maybe just a touch of weight feels a little bit better. Believe it or not, I was actually getting skinny back here. But I have no intention of getting skinny again not that way if I can help it. I have to get 6 months out in the field and it's all hell. I don't know if I told you, but I understood you got those packages, 6 packages from Bangkok, including that one with the mat. So no point in opening them. They're all sealed and everything, and you'll end up with about half those anyway and give them to you. Nice presents, but if there's any breakages, I can check and make claims on it. Another big thing is Nancy's going to send you all the packages that I sent her. She doesn't feel right in accepting presents and so on. Possibly my commitment to her is a little bit greater. I think it's crazy because I gave this gift and gifts alone. And the problem's going to be to you because there are going to be quite a number of packages, like 10 or 12 packages coming to you. It's going to be something. It looks like I'm going to run out of tape here pretty quick, so just pick up this reel and turn it on the other side and we'll pick up. I've been listening to the radio, first station Yankee radio we've gotten here in a while. I was talking about those packages. Probably gonna slip my throat when I come back, but it's just gonna take up so much space, I hope not. Talking about Doug's job, that sounds really something. Hope they get some more pictures on the way here. There's one in the mail now. It's a Kodak 126 slide, I guess. Now, the color prints, I don't know if you got made in the slides or not, but just happened to have the camera next to all the film. Somebody else's camera. Send them there. A couple good ones from Choppers. I don't know if I'll ever be able to sort all the slides out. It's possible you keep them. They have marked them as the dates that they came in or something like that, but you forget pretty quick what you see. Pretty quick. Looks like I could record some of the sights and sounds you see around here. Perimeter at night, just the area. Rather dangerous place to walk around at night. Everybody's just a little bit jumpy because sappers, this is easy, suicide squad around here. Sometimes getting the perimeter's not here for quite a long time, but you never know. It's quiet except for the booms, the big guns going off, maybe an incoming rocket or two. Perimeter's lit up as far as that. They got big searchlights going out in front of it. See it now. You can see guys sitting with their rifles on their laps, sitting on top of the bunkers very quietly. Background, you can hear a few radios going on. Combo shack's right across from us. You can hear them talking with the forward fire bases. Helicopters whizzing around overhead, still at night. Going out on recon and firefly missions with it. Has huge spotlights on it. And shine down on riverways to see what if there's any movement on the riverways. And once in a while you see a flare go up in the sky and see it lit up once in a while, some machine guns going off and grenade launcher going off. It's amazing, yeah. I don't know if I talked about Andy over Christmas. Andy just he was fabulous over Christmas. It was one of the most fantastic experiences I ever had. First time out of the field, coming down and supposed to go to the hospital, but I didn't. I called up Andy, and he said, oh, I can't come for you. So I told your place, and I'll send a car for you. And he said, an embassy car for me. And went to the embassy. Saw all that. And took me home and fed me and clothed me. Gave me a pistol to put by my side. Took me to a Christmas party. I really made my Christmas. It's quite lonely for me. I said, stayed in my unit, but Andy sure made up for it. Took care of me like a real pro. Got me stoned, talking about war stories, and he has a couple good war stories going for him. Hope to go see him again. He wanted to, I was talking about giving him a grenade launcher. If I find one on the field, I found one, I got one for him. I said, looks like a huge shotgun with a barrel about four times bigger, not longer, but larger in circumference. Can take him one of those with much ammunition. He can use it from his villa. Although he's got armed guards on his villa, he's from upstairs, he can, if he ever got attacked here, he could use the grenade launcher out of his window. And he'd use it well. That guy is a sharpie. He's got more cuts than a lot of people I've seen from some of the things he does, like flying over Cambodia and all the NVA set up over there. Probably won't go and leave for a little while. I don't know my chances of getting to Hawaii, but I'd just love to see you in Hawaii then. It's not too easy when you go on leave, you're the lowest priority. The two priorities over your regular R&R, standby R&R, and then comes leave. It's not too easy to get to Hawaii unless I can pick up somebody else's allocation. Maybe I can, maybe I can't, I don't know. But we can see what happens. That wouldn't be until probably June or July. Probably more like July. See, it's April, May, June. Yeah, for 3 or 4 months. I'll pick an Amy here all right as well as Doug and Kathy and Ned. That's the fault. Got that note from Tranny. That's good to give her. I'm glad you give her a gift for me. I wish I'd been able to send something to them. Yeah, I wish I'd send everybody something more. Keep getting letters from Uncle Dex, and he's just unbelievable. I really like that man. He's always got some wit and charm in his letter. Chris Ann Margie writes me. She makes me feel good. And I sent him a chest set. I hope he likes it. And just one of these nice little ivory jollies. I'd like myself a lot of time, but I don't have the chance to play, and I know he plays, and I like to send him something like that. Things are just so relaxed here, I can't quite believe I'm out of the field. There's just no comparison between the two. This is a farce back here. You get rockets coming in and mortars, but that doesn't mean anything. It's just for 10, 20 minutes, and then it's over. It's not like out in the field, where you're so intimate with stuff. I don't know how long this tape is going to hold out. This is the second tape. I hope they get to you about the same time so you can get them. I'll be keep sending them. First of these tapes, I can just lay back in my bed, dream, and talk my heart away. I wish you'd send tapes back to me. I can get a recorder here and tape it. Well, the tape looks like it's not going to run out. So I love to you all. I trust that you're all well. Know that I'm well. In good condition. Yeah, I'll see you soon.